on Wednesday the 9th of May of the year 2001, JR speaking, and I'm at the home of Maggie Beaton, which is 9 Holden Close, which is at the end of Railway Place, and this small development of newish houses has been built on the site of the original East Station. I think that's correct, mm-hmm. isn't it? And we're quite near the Great Eastern Pub, just across the road. Maggie's just been saying that it's a shame they're taking down the original signboard. Well, not the original one, but a very pleasing signboard with an engine on it. Now, I've come really principally to ask Maggie about life in Lower Benjo, because for many years, Maggie and her husband ran a shop at the bottom of Wellington Street. Is that right? It's Wellington Street, isn't it?
No. It's the corner of Balfour and Bide Street.
Sorry, Bide Street. Oh, Wellington Street. Wellington Street's there somewhere.
Wellington Street is the one. Bide Street comes down, Balfour Street's here, and Wellington's the one that goes
That's
along,
right.
and Nelson's the one that goes down.
Yes.
The other one.
Yes. So we're somewhere near Wellington Street, but not where I said. Okay, that's fine. I just want to check that we're recording. So, can you start by telling us what made you come to Hartford? Was it this? Did you see this advert for this property and thought?
No, we decided to buy a property outside London.
Yes.
And to start a shop, which we'd never done before. And it just happened that the one at Hartford seemed to be to fill most of the requirements that we needed.
Mm. So, what part of London had you actually come from? Had you come from North London, or?
Well, no, I don't really see what that's got to do with it, Jean.
Oh, okay, right then. Doesn't matter, that's all right.
If you're just interested in Hartford.
Yes, I just wondered whether it was a great... Because you did say to me earlier, well, not today, but earlier on, you didn't settle here very well, did you?
No, because Hartford's completely different from London. If you've been used
yes.
to living in central London with all the facilities, you're going to find Hartford a big shock.
Yes, yes. And that's why I just wondered to compare the two places, how different it actually was. So, when you got started, and when you bought the place and got started, how long was it before you realised you didn't really like it here? I mean, was it straight away, or...?
I don't really know. I suppose it isn't a gradual thing, because you're plummeted into a completely different environment. And when you're trying to learn a new business from scratch, you're so busy you don't really have time to think whether you like the town or not.
No.
You just get on with it.
Yes.
But you do just miss all the variety of London.
Yes. Do you think if you'd been right in the... had a shop in the town centre, you'd have settled more quickly, or... Is it because it's slightly out of town?
I don't think so. In actual fact, that part is like a little village, or was at that time, of its own, because so many of the people round about had lived there all their lives.
Mm. Yes. So were you accepted as newcomers quite readily by the local people then? Or?
I think so.
So what did you actually sell in the shop? Was it a grocer's?
There was a post office.
Yes.
Which did most things that small post offices did in those days. We sold all the groceries. We did our own bacon and cheese, cold meats and things like that.
Yeah.
And a small amount of vegetables, mainly potatoes and tomatoes and things, not a full range of green grocery by any means.
No.
And partly what was in season.
Yeah.
Because life was a lot more seasonal then than it is now.
Yeah. And the customers were local, very local customers, were they?
Well, no, because we took over a business and it did extend fairly far around the outskirts. We would go out as far as Stony Hills and places like that.
So you actually
because
delivered.
We had a delivery.
Oh, right.
There was a lot of deliveries.
Yes, I hadn't realised there was a big delivery side to it. Did your husband do the deliveries, or did
No, we employed a Right. Sometimes a girl, sometimes a man to do the deliveries.
Was that done by van or?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any boys with bikes with big baskets?
No, it was past that.
No, it was past that time, was it? Mm. Yeah. So what about the difference from, say, if you can think of today's one-stop supermarket, little supermarket on a shop corner, and your shop, what would the difference be now? I mean, when you now walk in, don't you get a basket?
Yes, well, with prejudice, I say that you could walk into that shop and ask for what you would come out to buy, and the person behind the counter would know exactly where it was, get it for you, and you would be served and off.
Yeah.
You weren't ploughing round yards and yards of things that you weren't interested in.
Yes, right. But you had to, as a shopkeeper, you had to weigh out some things, didn't you? They weren't all pre-packed.
They weren't all pre-packed when we first went there. Most of that came in the years that we were there, but that was great fun because the shop had a very big old-fashioned counter which went sort of the post office along that side and the main. So you were all behind the counter, which you aren't now. The customers couldn't get behind the counter.
No.
And it had big drawers underneath, deep wooden drawers, and we used to weigh out things like currants and raisins. And, no, not white sugar. White sugar was then packed. But certainly the fancy sugars, the browns and the demerara's and things like that, especially at Christmas time.
Mm.
And that was great fun. So you used to go into old blue, do you remember the blue?
Yes, I did.
Sugar bags.
Yes.
And that was all hand weighed.
Yeah.
But then gradually it got that everything came in pre-washed, shopped and packed in cardboard boxes. But we used to buy most of the stuff in huge wooden boxes, nuts from whichever relevant country.
Like tea chests, yes.
But tea was already packeted by then, so you didn't have the. But certainly the things like cheese and bacon were never pre-packed, they were always freshly cut.
I don't think we've actually said the date on tape. It was about 1959, you said, wasn't it? When you said that, we're talking about now, primarily, I suppose.
So it's of the turn of the 60s.
Yes, that's right. Were there still biscuits sold loose then, or were they in packets?
No, there were some biscuits sold loose, but that rapidly went.
Yes. Because I remember in my childhood these big jars of biscuits, but on their sides with the.
They used to get tins too, with glass tops.
That's right.
That they were quite a temptation for little fingers. We were always glad when that went.
Did you sell sweets at all, talking about?
Yes, that? We did sell sweets, but not loose sweets. Sweets only in packets.
Right. So who looked after the post office side? Did you?
Well, I was the postmistress, yes. But we more or less shared what jobs there were as it suited us. Because we were both able to do all the jobs in the shop.
Whatever needed doing, one.
If it was your turn to sit down, you went into the post office. If it wasn't, you didn't.
Yeah.
But it's very much when you're a family business, just suiting what needs to be doing.
Mm.
You don't have specific tasks.
Mm. So who did you particularly remember from those days, because you're very regular customers or particularly friendly ones, or any names we might remember from other tapes, you think? Or?
I don't know, I haven't heard all your other tapes, but certainly, you know, a large proportion of people who lived in Benjo were customers, and most of the local people in the streets surrounding. Don't forget there were quite a few small shops in that area.
Yes, I hadn't.
In those days there could be shops at almost every street corner.
Yes, whereabouts? I mean, I know there was some along Port Vale, weren't there?
There was one in Port Vale, there was one in Nelson Street, there was one in Elton Road, and there was another one at the top of Bide Street. And then there were the ones up in. Further up in Benjo Street, there were two shops there.
Yeah.
So small shops were much more common then.
Yes,
people didn't have to go far.
I hadn't realised there was one in Nelson Street. There was
halfway down on the left.
What did that sell?
That was partly an off-licence, I think.
Oh, right. Yes, I remember that one. I think just about remember the one in Elton Road. Doesn't that do photocopying up on stage? Maybe you wouldn't know that, but I think it did up until, I don't know, 8 years ago or something like that.
I think it was closed before then.
Was
they,
it?
They closed before we sold the shop.
Oh, well, it wasn't then.
That one closed.
Yes, yes. I went to see somebody in, I think it was Fanshawe Street one day to do with the Civic Society, and I was giving her some leaflets and they weren't quite enough, and I know the husband said he'd go down the road to this shop that did photocopying, but it may have been your...
Yes, it was, because...
Previous.
Shortly after we had it, it was sold to someone who did office services.
Oh, well, that's right.
It would have been there.
Yes. Because Bedwell Garden Machinery came there, didn't it, as well?
Came.
Was that after the office supplies?
No, that was before.
Before, okay.
As far as I know.
Yes, yes. Now, you actually lived, you were just telling me before the tape started, in the property which adjoined the shop, was part of the property.
Yes.
And there was a little backyard, is that right? Can you perhaps just say that again for the tape? You had to come across a little backyard. From
to get on the ground, to get from the house to the shop, on the ground level, you went from the back door of the shop across a little yard.
Yes.
And then into the back door of the house.
Right.
But upstairs, there was a throughway.
Yes. It was like joined on upstairs. And that the front of that house faced into...
Balfour Street,
that's right. It was on right angles to the shop, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yes. Yes, and you've given us some photographs to look at, but to keep, actually. One of them was an old photograph of when it was Cox's.
Yeah.
Did you ever get any stories about Cox's told to you by customers, or did anyone remember it when it was Cox's and come in and tell you?
Oh, yes, I think a lot of the older people that were there when we first went have been always... been customers of that particular shop, no matter who was there, and they had stories about Mr. Cox and his turkeys at Christmas.
That's right, yeah. Big white aprons they had on them. Who was the previous shopkeeper to you?
There were some people called Blackburn who were only there for a very short time. I think they were Australians.
Mm. It was Cox's before that, sometime, maybe not directly.
I don't know any about what happened before that.